When it comes to your finances, go for the credit card that's always there for you. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, that means no more waiting for, quote, normal business hours just to get a hold of someone. We're talking real service from real people whenever you need it. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. If you run an e-commerce business, you can relate to the amount of work it takes to produce something great. And of course, you want to optimize your workflow and reduce costs. That's why I want to say a big thank you to our partner, ShipStation, and perhaps introduce you to them as well. If you are not familiar with ShipStation, they've been supporting Side Hustle School for years. They have helped so many of our listeners make things much easier, automate their shipping tasks, help them scale their business, and also, this is not a small thing, save thousands on shipping with industry-leading carrier discounts. ShipStation is the innovative tool that helps turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use code HUSTLE to sign up for your free 60-day trial. 60 days free. ShipStation.com, code HUSTLE. Today's question comes from Tyler in Flagstaff, Arizona. Tyler's been using Facebook Marketplace to sell items, but has recently run into a series of scam attempts. He'll describe at least one of those attempts, but they have understandably made him a bit cautious. Now, unfortunately, this is quite common on not just Facebook Marketplace, but any sort of platform where you're buying or selling items. And the scam can come from a couple of different directions. Like you might think, well, most scammers are selling something and they're trying to get money and then not deliver an item. But in fact, if you are a seller, which is what happened here, you are also at risk of buyers who are not real buyers. And these nefarious buyers want you to click links, which give them access to your bank accounts. There could be some other angles and such. The point is, there are lots of bad actors in this world. So what do you do about this? Well, you want to protect yourself without being too distracted by it. Like, you don't want to spend all your time worrying about not getting scammed. You don't want to just walk away and say, I'll never do anything because I might get scammed. And that's not a great way to live your life, right? So what are some simple things you can do so that you're able to focus on making profits as a seller or just use a platform like Facebook Marketplace securely? So let's talk about it. And by the way, Facebook Marketplace can be a great place to resell, to buy stuff and then resell it, or just to sell existing stuff that you have. So if you're looking for a quick, you know, way to make some money or clear out some stuff in your house, like, and this is not a sponsor message, they're just a great platform for that. So not a bad thing at all to consider. You just want to look out for the scams. Let's talk about it in 30 seconds.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This is Tyler from Flagstaff, Arizona. I've started selling stuff on Facebook Marketplace, but recently encountered a bunch of scam attempts. For example, when I tried to sell a couch, I heard from three different people who said they wanted to buy it sight unseen, but they each said they'd be sending someone over to pick it up, and well, it all seemed sketchy, and of course, no one ever arrived. These experiences have made me cautious. Like, what strategies can I employ to safeguard against scams, and how can I ensure a secure transaction process for both myself and my buyers on the platform?
Tyler, I totally understand the sense of feeling cautious and maybe even a little bit worried, you know, especially if somebody has had a negative experience, maybe getting a little bit further down the process, you know, not realizing it's a scam until later, and perhaps losing some money. Thankfully, it doesn't sound like that's what's happened here. And there are some things you can do to eliminate probably 80 to 90% of this stuff. So first thing, you know, it sounds simple, but just trust your instincts. If it seems like it's too good to be true, or if the buyer has some pretty unusual requests, like wanting to buy this couch and take it off the market without seeing it, and then sending somebody else to pick it up and so on, like, you know, it's better to just trust your instincts and back out of the transaction. There's somebody else who's going to want to buy that couch, right? And then along with that, these platforms, like, they're very aware that there are people trying to take advantage, and that affects their whole business model because people have to have trust in the system. So they have ways of making payment typically, or they have a very clear process that you're supposed to follow as a buyer and seller. And it's almost always a good idea to follow that process. Like, if you have a buyer or seller who wants to act outside that process, that is a huge red flag. So it's usually best to stick to the secure payment method that Facebook Marketplace or whatever platform encourages you to use. As part of that, avoid overpayment scams. Like, be wary of buyers who offer to pay more than the asking price or who propose any sort of complicated payment method. Again, trust your instincts on that. And finally, for these local and in-person transactions, whenever possible, stick to local buyers. Arrange the in-person transaction. Make sure that there's actually a meeting before money exchanges hands. And combined with the other things, again, that's going to eliminate most of the common scam attempts that you experience, because those people will just move on and go to somebody else. So there's no system that's foolproof, but if you take those precautions, that can make it a lot easier to trade on Facebook Marketplace and other platforms. And like I said, I think it's a good thing to do. Like, if you've got stuff to sell, or if you want to buy stuff and save some money, why not check it out? I mean, it's a really simple platform with a lot of users, which makes it easy to trade. So good luck, everybody. Let me know how it goes. SideHustleSchool.com/questions. If you're trying to figure something out about your side hustle or small business, we'll continue to feature them throughout the year, along with updates from listeners as they launch their projects. Thanks for tuning in today. My name's Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.